Blog Talk Radio.
Translation Day, everybody. Happy Enoch Day. It's me, Carol, hosting your show again. Actually, Jesus is hosting it. He's just using me as his mouthpiece. And I thought that was funny that Rosemary wrote, she wrote, "I thought I recognized your language, my written language. Even in my writings, people recognize me. I think that's so funny." Anyways, guys, I want to open up real quick, as always, like we always do, giving the platform to our Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And he's our God. So let's just take a moment to praise him and worship him and give him glory and a heart filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for being our host at the wheel. Lord Jesus, we thank you for bringing us together again, another time to fellowship with you and fellowship with each other and have a great, great time with what you're going to tell us today, what you're going to show us today. As we take on the PM show and allow you to reveal what's on your heart, we ask that you wash us all and cleanse us with your precious blood. Cover us all, Lord Jesus, with your saving grace, with your love. There's nothing like being a prisoner of your glory. There's nowhere else we want to be but in your presence, in your glory. And so we thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your presence, with your love, with your joy, with your peace, with wisdom and revelation. And we ask that you tonight, we take on the show, you open your heart to us and tell us what's on your mind. And as we do, Lord, I'm also going to lift up all my brothers and sisters in Christ again, because we all have needs that need to be met right now while we are still here waiting for you to beckon us home. And so for all who are struggling with their health, with their finances, with emotional struggles, with spiritual struggles, touch every single person's life and supply their needs according to your word, according to your loving kindness. Because this is the God we serve, and we have a great and wonderful Father who takes good care of his children, who love him and who loves us. You are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. We bow our hearts, we bow our knees to you with a heart filled with gratitude and a heart filled with thanksgiving for speaking to us tonight and for receiving the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. Thank you, Lord, for receiving our requests in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, can everybody hear me? Oh, we got some callers on the line. Let's see, we got Keith. And I bet we've got, Pat, Mama Pat. And then we have 317, and I think that's Jerry. Did I get everybody that's right?
I think so, Pat. Carol, that's Jerry.
Yeah, it's Jerry. Yay! And I think we've got Keith on the phone, too. Keith, you're on the line, aren't you?
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hi, Keith.
Yeah,
hey.
Keith. How are you? How are you feeling today, Keith?
Not good. I mean, that silver that chemist guy gave me that we even prayed over is like, you know, it's really effective.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem is it's so effective in wiping out the fungus in my digestive tract that it causes my bowels to be soft and it makes my energy really low. So it's kind of a catch-22. So I'm going to have to just try to go so low on it, like, down to maybe a fourth teaspoon so that I don't get too much die off at the same time. At the same time, have enough energy, you know. It's the whole, it's just the stuff I've been going through for 4.5 years, but I'm trying to, this stuff has the power to heal me. It's so powerful, but I just need to like, you know, just figure this dosage out. So I'm just going to go down to a little, tiny, tiny little bit, you know.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah, take uh-huh.
And then at that point, I just need God to intervene unless he wants me to be raptured really quick.
Yeah. Lord, we trust you. You're a great physician. You are Jehovah Rapha. And we ask you, Father, right now to place your healing hands on Keith. We know you're coming for us. It is your word. It is our desire, but it is your word that tells us you are coming for us very, very, very soon. And so we ask you, Lord, while we are still here, just do a supernatural miracle and touch Keith's body. You know, push out all the fungus, all the parasites, all, you know, all the sickness, disease out of him, and breathe your life into every cell of his body, every blood cell, every nerve ending, every organ, every muscle. Breathe your life into him, that he would experience a supernatural miracle in these very last days, to the glory and praise of your name, Lord. As we shame the devil together, we stand in agreement that
yes.
you will do it, and you are doing it right
yes.
now.
Yes.
In the mighty name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You.
I mean,
thank you,
God
Lord.
Always
Everybody
reminds me, you know, God's word says that we're healed, and so he always reminds me that, you know, if you stand on his word, which is what I do all day long, he has
uh-huh.
to honor it, so he has to provide a way out. You know, so that's what I'm standing on. You know, God is, he's the one that knows how to do everything. I don't know how to do all this stuff. I've been trying for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
If you stand on his word, he has to provide a way out, because you cannot lie and you can't get out of it. So I know that
right.
I'm just counting on him, you know, and that's why I get prayed over a lot and all this stuff, you know, but I'm counting on him to provide that way out, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And we all stand together with you, Keith. And we're
Thank
all in
you.
Agreement with the Lord's word, and even the
Thank
people
you.
In chat are also agreeing. And, you know, there's power in our agreement.
Oh, yes.
With,
yes.
with God's word.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, by the mighty name of God, Jesus, and his love, you are healed. We just declare it. We decree
yep.
it.
Yes.
And
yep,
and we believe it.
And we believe it and receive
we
it. Amen.
Believe
I agree.
It.
Count and expect it to happen,
Amen.
As God's word says.
Yep.
Amen.
There was two
yeah.
things I wanted to bring up real quick, Carol. The there's
uh-huh.
you know, there's all these movies that you're right. Everyone knows about. Like this is the movie. This is your the Bible movies. Everybody knows that, right? So it's God's sign that we're going home. Well, there's another
mm-hmm.
movie coming out called The Last Supper. Now, it's I just warn you, it's not about Jesus. It's not about the Bible. It doesn't matter. They're still using the title. And the Lord reminds me that it doesn't even have to be about him. As long as they're using that title, because everybody knows what that
uh-huh.
title is, that it is a warning sign, the Lord told me, of our Last Supper before we get raptured and everyone else's Last Supper before the tribulation hits, because they may not have any more food. So it's a scary supernatural thriller from a big Hollywood producer named Malay Ahim. He did some supernatural movies. He's Indian, but you'd know his other movies. But this Last Supper, it's like he calls it the Last Supper, and it's just, I think it's one more sign, like the Lord's only of our Last Supper and their Last Supper. So, and it's, this is the year of the Bible movies, so I find that very prophetic,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And then... my friend Brian had a dream, and he had a song in his head yesterday by the Carpenters, Top of the World, and it's like a rapture song, you know, about being on
uh-huh.
top of the world. Yeah. But, yeah, I just think this movie thing is interesting. I just want to bring that up. You can go ahead and introduce people.
Yeah, you know, there's also, I don't know if you already mentioned it in the past, but I found another movie that's going to come out in December. So we're not going to be here for it, but. It's on the Exodus. It is
wow.
on the biblical Exodus. And that's Christian Bell. I know his name, but I don't know who he is. I just have heard
Christian Bale. He's the Batman guy.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to star in it as Moses. And
wow.
the name of the movie is,
I mean, that makes sense. Exodus. We're exiting. Hello, and it's at the end of the year.
Exactly.
Maybe 24. Oh,
that's right.
Wow. Wow.
So, Keith,
go
ahead, Jerry.
I see in chat, Michelle had the same question I do. When does that movie come out that you first mentioned?
The Last Supper?
Yeah.
I don't think it's out yet. I just got sent on YouTube. I've got to figure that out. On YouTube, somebody sent me the, I'll find it. They sent me on YouTube the trailer for it, and it was like, like basically they're in the Amazon jungle and it's a supernatural thriller. Somebody's going to kill them. It's their last supper before they die or whatever, But again, like Thor told me, none of these, just like with the whole Noah, everybody was, upset over the Lord told me it don't matter that they didn't follow his Bible. It doesn't matter. What matters is if you ask 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people, the Lord told me, you can interview 1,000,000 people in America and say, give me one word about what Noah's Ark is about. Oh, end of the world, right? Okay, so everybody knows that, and that's all that matters is getting that message out. I don't know. Let's see. Last Supper. They're not really saying it. I'm not finding it. Let me see. Three trailers and promos. And I just got it on YouTube, so you would think it's coming out now, preview, trailers. Okay, Chris Bay, let's see. Released on May 9th, 2014. Huh. Really?
Well, then it should have come out already.
So it's already out? Hmm. Yeah, I just got it today, so I just thought that was interesting. Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
Well, one more movie to add to our list of Bible movies for the year. And Exodus is going to be, boy, that just says it all, by the end of the year. In other words, we're gone. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and to me, again, just to not to take away from that movie, The Last Supper, we're having, this is The Last Supper, here on Earth, but I also remember reading that the wedding, at the wedding feast, that is God's supper for us. He is throwing a supper for us because we didn't have the Last Supper with Him, with Jesus here on Earth. Okay. We're having it with Him in heaven. His disciples had it with Him here on earth. We are having that great supper of the Lamb in heaven. There's that correlation. So that's very enlightening to me. And then the fact that the movie titled The Exodus, taken from the Bible, is also going to come out this year. Wow. To me, that's just the Lord speaking to us. This is our exit, just like you said. Just like you said, Keith. So, yeah, we're very, 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 very...
we're going.
Very exciting. This is a very exciting time.
Yep.
So anyway, I want to welcome real quick everybody in chat, which I haven't done yet. Deborah, welcome. Our guest, 1215, 1401, 1452. Let's see, John. Then we have Lion XX. And Roman seems to think it's Rexy. I don't know if that's Red X. Maybe it is. I don't know. But Roman is all excited, so maybe it is. Then we have Nick. We've got Ilana, Michelle, Rosemary, of course, Roman, and then we have Jerry all in chat. Yeah, I think it is Red X. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Christine is with us. Wow. Wow. What a treat. What a treat. And let's see, who else do we have on the phone? Oh, we've got a whole bunch of people on the phone. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Okay. Hi, Pat.
Hi, let's sweetie.
Hey, Pat. Love you.
Are you still hammered?
Everybody's asking me that.
So.
Oh, dear Lord. Everyone's asking.
That was so sweet. Oh, that was so cute, Carol. What a hoot. I love it.
Well, that really was. I've never been hammered by the golden hammer on the air, and
so
you
sweet.
Know, well, for those who weren't in the show, who did not listen to the show yesterday, or it's in the archives. I'm not listening to it. But boy, he really fell on me, and people are asking me, are you still hammered today? And I said, well, you know, Judy said something really interesting yesterday, last night, in chat, and
mm-hmm.
she said, you know, when you've been walking with the Lord, you just really are hammered. And
mm-hmm.
and this is true. It's just that sometimes the anointing just falls extra heavy on you, and that's what happened to me last night.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Amen.
The anointing fell extra heavy on me. And see, it happens to me, you know, from time to time, but in the privacy of my own home, not on the air. Not in the end. Whoa, Lord.
Oh, that was precious.
So now, you know, people are asking me, so are you still believing? Are you still feeling that it's this weekend? And my answer is, okay, that's what the Lord had me say yesterday. I was not in control. I had no control of my words. Okay? That is Him who just was babbling off or rattling off, and that was Him. And I told people in chat last night, look, if nothing happens this weekend, I'm not the one getting the jackass crown. The Holy Spirit is getting the jackass crown, because he is the one who really spoke through me, not me. It is Him.
Oh, just give it to Judy
him.
Or Jerry.
And that's not to diminish the jackass crown, because but I don't get credit for that. No, if he wants to give it to me, that's fine too.
Join the club.
That was Him. That was all Him last night. I know,
yeah,
and
it was
oh
cute.
Dear Lord,
oh, yeah.
That was cute.
So to Him be all the glory. You know, He wanted us to have a good He wanted us to have a good laugh, but also a great encouraging
oh,
evening,
sure.
And that's what it was. And for me. And I'm repeating myself again here. You know, for me, I think, if anything, I needed to hear this, because I'm telling you, came the end of June, and I was almost where, Lord, I believe you're coming, but I don't think you're coming in July. Or, you know, I didn't want to dwell in it or start talking about it. You know, I didn't want to start thinking to myself, well, he's not coming in July because, you know, he didn't come in when he was going to. I'm not going there. I am not going there. He gave me that dream a year ago in July.
Wow.
July 27th. And what happens, you know, I know I'm sort of repeating myself again, but remember, July 27th, according to Siri on the iPhone, it says the gates of hell are opening.
Yeah.
So, and I had that dream a year ago, July 27th, and then July 4th is, you know, Independence Day. Could this really be our day of independence when we leave this earth? You know, that's just something to think about. And we should all just, we should all be praying and just asking the Lord, hey, you know, let's just wait and see what happens. It's all good. And, yeah, everyone here, yeah, she might be in later. Anyway, everybody in chat is really excited because Red X is in chat. So,
oh, hey, Red X.
Yeah, if anybody on the phone wants to say hello to Red X, I think
hey,
she's
sweetie.
Going by Lion X because she couldn't get in. Yeah, she couldn't get in with Red X, but yeah. Yeah, let's see.
Have her give us a word, how she's doing, you know?
Well, yeah,
she's saying
hello to you, Pat, and to me.
Oh, wow, we love her so much. Come on. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
this is great.
This
is so great.
Yeah,
this is so great.
Yeah, it's so great. Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
It's great.
And she's saying she's bold as a lion now. She got a new name. The Lord gave her a new name.
Hey,
a new beginning.
Wasn't thinking that.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Hear her roar.
Look at that. The Lord is bringing our family together again. You know, he's gathering us. He's gathering his saints together. That's our God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michelle is saying, now that the gang is here, we can go up. Yeah, and how timely, right?
Hey, right.
How timely. Okay, I've been doing a lot of the chatting. Who else wants to say something?
I just wanted to say, the clouds, I was sitting on the deck, and I said to the Lord, you know, I'm going to go outside. It was hot, but like over 90, but I said, I'm taking the Psalms, and I'm reading them. I have a few that are parts of them, Psalm 94 and 101 is real short. Later. And I said, you know, I'll go out and read the Psalms. And he says, oh, that pleases me very much. I said, it's hot out here. He said, maybe you could send some breezes. You know, the whole 2 hours I was out there, there was a breeze. I never felt the heat. I mean, is he good? Plus, in the clouds, there was a perfect form of a warrior horse head and a white and neck. And I tried to take it, but it morphed too soon. But this, you've seen chess pieces, the horses that look like that? Or I want to describe it. This is really odd. Maybe someone can explain to me what I was seeing. The horse looked like maybe it would have been like a draft horse. You ever see the war horses, and they have the bobtail, and their mane is like, it's like clumps of, it's not a long mane, but it's designed so that it goes down the back, and it's like this design down the back, like it's raised up maybe 4 or 5 inches. Each clump, it's like a war horse. That's what I saw, this war horse, white, majestic, just ahead, and it was so clear. I'm so sorry I didn't get the picture, you know, on the stupid phone. But maybe someone can, it's like a draft horse, a war horse, you know, and I can see it in my mind. Like, if you see statues of, like, the Greek or the Roman horses of way back when.
Sounds like one of the four horsemen. One of the four horsemen.
I don't know, but the mane was like designed
it
like
is.
A war horse mane. That does, if that makes any sense. I know
what
I saw,
me.
But I can't describe it. Yeah.
The Lord said it's one of the four horsemen.
Oh, wow. But the horse was powerful. It was beautiful. But, but it was all pure white. And just
the white
a war
one.
Horse.
One of the horses is white. There you go.
Yeah.
White horse is, I think it's...
Clear as a bell. and I went to take it, and it just morphed too quick, you know. But anyway, that's what I saw. And I was reading the Psalms, you know, and I saw angels on the pages when I was reading them, the ones. So that was just made me really happy. And he's just been so close today, so close, you know.
Yeah, did you hear that the movie that he talked about, The Last Supper? The movie that came out last month? Yeah, there was another Bible movie that came out, I guess, in May, and I just saw the trailer for it. It was called The Last Supper. It wasn't about Jesus, but it was a scary thriller about them having their last meal before they get killed in the jungle. But the point is, the Lord said it's just one more. He said it was a movie about our last supper before we go out and everyone else before they get going to the tribulation.
There's there's 14 biblical movies for 2014, which is like unreal. Like, what's
the
happening?
The part that's unreal is if you knew Hollywood. My brother worked and did some roles in the movie industry in this last couple of years. The studios, they hate God. They hate the Bible stuff. They're not interested in that. So this is beyond.
Wow.
They're just not interested in any of that stuff at all. So this is.
So they're going to mess around with it.
Right. So this is just really more miraculous that these are all happening this year.
It really is. It really is. Yes. Yes.
They like money. They like money. And people who believe in God go to the movies.
Oh, yes.
And that's been scary.
But you're not going to see a big studio is what I'm talking about. The big studios will not take on a Bible movie usually. Even if it's a Christian audience, they could care less. They'll have someone else make it. But the fact that they did and it turned out to be a success and, it's pretty clear. I mean, it's just clear. This is all messages to every single person out there about, you know, Noah and all these things. If the public doesn't get that, then they've got something wrong with their brain because it's pretty clear. And then Carol was saying that movie Exodus in December coming out. It's like, come on, you know.
Yeah, this 14.
Yeah, we're getting ready to exit.
Go ahead.
I'll read some Psalms later on, you know, when they're on.
Pat, my friend had a song that Brian OT4 Jesus, he's on YouTube. He had a song that came into his head by the Carpenters, Top of the World.
Oh, yes.
Can you sing some for it? I don't think they know what that is. I remember the song very well, but Roman wasn't born yet, and a few other people don't know what it is, so maybe you can sing it.
Oh, I'd have to practice it and everything. Yeah, I still have to do the Brian song for you.
Jerry knows the song. Jerry, you sing it. Carol, you sing it.
Carol has a song. Cool. So, sing to us hammered, my dear. That must all sound really good.
We don't have that song. But I'm trying to find one that is going to. Well. I'm going to go back to, how about if I just play Soon and Very Soon Again? Because
we're
getting ready to exit.
That's got your name all over it.
Right? Yes, it does.
It's a great song.
It is.
Bye.
Wow. I tell you, that song just, it just gives me chills up and down and makes
sure.
me smile like no other smile. Like nobody else can make me smile. That's really Jesus, you know? That's
oh, yeah.
really, that's really, really him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if anybody, there's Tana.
Hey, Tana.
Hey, Tana.
Hi, everybody.
We love you,
Tana. Hi. Love you, Tana.
I love you guys, too. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you.
I'm at work, but I'm just listening, so.
Okay.
I love
okay.
y'all.
Love you.
Hi.
Hi, Chad.
Love you, Tana.
Hi, Chad.
Hi,
hi,
sweetie.
Hi, Chad. Hi, everybody online. Hi, everybody listening. In out there land.
Yes. Hey, Tana. Tana, guess who blessed us with their presence? In fact. Rex.
Oh, yeah, I knew she was going to come back and be in. Hi, what's she going by now?
She's going Lionex.
Lionex?
She's going by Lionex, right. She couldn't get in with using Red X, so she changed it to Lion X. And she's as bold as a lion.
Hi, Lion X. I love you, Lion X. Yeah, to beautiful blue, Romo. I love you all.
Love you all,
beautiful blue. Toto, all of you. I'm Toto. I'm using Russian and Spanish together because I am...
Wow.
She's speaking in tongues.
you know what, when I signed on in chat, you know, as I'm opening the show, you know, I greeted everybody and, you know, whatever I said to, in my greeting. And then Rojo, Rosemary, wrote, I could tell it was Carol by her language. She could tell before I even spoke, as I'm writing, you know, greeting everybody in chat, as I opened the show, she could tell by my writing that I was hosting the show. I couldn't believe that. It's like,
yeah, I could probably tell that,
so
too.
Obvious.
Yeah, I could tell that, too. I can tell when, I can probably tell when you're hosting, too. Funny.
That is
what I'm
funny.
Hosting.
So I have my own language, I guess.
You're Carol.
That is funny. Yeah.
So who's online? So I know, I love you, Jerry. I know you're online. I love you, Mama Pat. I love you, Carol.
Love you,
I love you, Keith. Who else is online? Is Keith online? Who else is online?
Well, there's a couple of other people, but they're being quiet. They're on mute themselves. We have 914, Pat? Or are you
973, honey. 973.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have...
I'm 914, Carol. It's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. How are you, honey?
I'm
doing great. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Hi, Joe. Love you.
Hi, Tom. Hey,
okay.
You.
So you're going to mute yourself, Tana?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think she...
Aww.
Oh.
Bummer.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, well, listen up, because I've got some news to share with everybody. All right?
Okay.
It's kind of indirect news, but it's about a dream that Chris Sauter is out of town, so she hasn't been in in the show the last couple of days, but she and I email each other, text each other, talk on the phone sometimes. And she sent me a dream that she had, and I thought it was so telling. It's very, very short, very short. But here is her dream that she had last night. Okay. She dreamt that she saw a crescent moon turn to blood, red blood. A crescent moon turn to red blood. That's That's what her dream was last night. Well, right away, I saw, it didn't take me very long for me to read into the dream, and I prayed that it was the Holy Spirit that gave me the revelation and the insight, because it just came to me immediately. And this is what I saw from it, and this is what I wrote back to her. The crescent moon, which is, and by the way, all of this is true. It's biblical, and, you know, it's true. The crescent moon is the Islamic symbol. And for those who don't know, if you just look at a Muslim flag, it's got a crescent red moon, or a crescent moon anyway, and then there's a little star in the middle. Okay. Now, that the crescent moon turned into blood, I right away took it that the Islamic, that caliphate that is exploding in the Middle East, in Iraq, they are going to engage in a bloody war. They're trying to get everybody. The Muslims have, I think, three branches. They're the Shiites, the Kurds, and the Sunnis. And they fight among each other all the time. And they're always trying to control each other. Okay? Now, what's going to unite them is their hatred. What unites them is their hatred for Israel and for the United States. And for anybody who is not who's not Islam, who's not Muslim, especially the whatever they're trying to, that branch that they're trying to now form. Okay, so I right away took it from the dream that Islamic faction is getting ready to engage in a bloody war. So I looked up in the news what was going on over there, because there's a lot of distraction, so they didn't print too much today on the news what's going on over there, but this is what I found, okay? And I'm quoting what I found from the news. Some of it is from CNN, and some of it was from a news report out of the Middle East. The Muslims have been called to flock to the Islamic State together for a battle against non-believers throughout the world. Okay, so that faction is trying to bring the entire Islamic bloc, which I told you is the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds. They're trying to bring that bloc into one Islamic State so that they can gather themselves for a battle against non-believers throughout the world. Okay. Now, that's straight from the news. That's not something I'm conjuring up.
Yeah.
The second point is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the self-proclaimed leader of the Islamic State, stretching across Iraq and Syria, has vowed to lead the conquest of Rome, as he called on Muslims to immigrate to his new land to fight under its banner around the globe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Point number three. Most interesting, though, will be the reaction of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda will now want to challenge, the Islamic State, and the only way for Al-Qaeda to stay relevant now is through a violent and spectacular attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me if that wasn't prophetic, tell me if Chris's dream was not prophetic, where she sees the crescent moon blood red, bleeding.
Yeah.
Why was that? Because remember, I immediately saw, hey, the first thing that came to me as soon as I read that is, I said, oh my goodness, that Islamic State is going to engage in a bloody war.
Yeah.
That was the very first thought that came to me when I read her dream. And then I said, well, let me look up what's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very last sentence, CNN reported the only way for Al-Qaeda to stay relevant now is through a violent and spectacular attack. And you know that's going to be a bloody attack.
They'll kill each other.
So I wanted to share that with everybody for whatever it's worth.
Maybe no one has to lift a finger because these two factions will kill each other. You know?
Really?
Because they're like hornets. They're like hornets. If you don't agree, you're dead. So they'll go at each other. Hey.
Exactly.
God has done that before.
Oh, yes. Yes, Jerry. Oh, yeah. He'll do it again. And he'll do it again. And he'll do it again. We have a powerful and good God. You think he's going to let all this go on? Are you kidding? No way.
Add in some
fireballs and sinkholes and earthquakes, and you got it done.
Right.
I don't mean to be mean. I'd rather all have Shekinah glory and go to the Lord. But if you know God leaves you free, if you're gonna be a horror and evil and be deluded and backwards and everything else and do this, then you're gonna have to take what's gonna come from your actions. And if you're not gonna change, then I fear for you. I really do. It's bad enough you're gonna suffer horribly in this life, but when you take your last breath, you're gonna have to stand before the God man and give an account, and he's gonna say, I gave you every chance to come around, and you threw sand in my face, and you stuck to your evil, and you listened to the lies of the devil, and that's how you lived your life, and you destroyed a lot of people, my people. You're gonna answer.
Yeah.
You're gonna answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now having said that, we're talking about this terrible, dark walk that the Muslims, are doing. They're under a very dark deception, right? But let's not forget to pray for Muslims also. They need the light of our Savior. Their Savior is really Yeshua. And, I just wanted to make that clear, that statement, because there are people listening, listening to the show that may be in chat, may not be in chat. And we don't want anybody to think that we hate Muslims.
No.
We hate the evilness of it, right? But we do not hate Muslims. We love our people, and we want everybody.
Christians above all else are from a God of love, so we love everyone.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Right.
We will not condone the evil and the killing and the brutality but that's your choice to do that. We will not support that.
Right. We don't support anything evil.
No.
And we know that, hey, you know what? We were in darkness once ourselves.
Yes.
And the Lord had mercy on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remind myself, if I start getting real critical, I remind myself, you know what? The Lord had mercy on me.
Yeah.
Who am I to be judgmental and critical? You know, I could be in their shoes. I could be in darkness myself.
Mm-hmm.
By the mercy and love and favor of God.
Right.
You know, he set me free from the power of darkness.
Right.
And so I you know, I want everyone to know that we, in fact, let's just pray. Let's pray for them. Okay, just like we pray for Israel, let's pray for everybody, the Muslims. So, Lord Jesus, right now we just lift up, the Islamic nations, just as we lift up Israel, the apple of your eye. We know that you love the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But there's a lot of children that came that were born of Ishmael, that were born of Abraham, I mean, and they're the descendants of Ishmael. And there's a lot of people that are descendants of Esau. And we know Esau, you hate it because he was rebellious, and it was rebelliousness that you hate. Because he wouldn't turn. He wouldn't turn his heart to you. But because you went to the cross and shed your blood for every single person on the face of the earth, you are a great Savior. You're a great Deliverer. You're an awesome God. And you're a very merciful God. Have mercy on those who are bound by the power of darkness, who are prisoners of the darkness, of the principalities and powers of the air, of the spiritual wickedness in high places, who are prisoners of Satan. Shine your light on them. Shine your love on them. Shower them with your love and sprinkle your blood on them, just as you sprinkle your blood on us, that they may be set free from Satan's grip.
Yeah.
And you get all the glory and praise and honor that you are so worthy of. And the devil, he puts to shame, because our prayers are setting the captive free by the power and the by the power of your Holy Spirit, and the power of your Holy Word, the power of your love. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got that out of the way, and so we have some. Isn't it wonderful how the Lord turned something from a negative point of view.
Mm-hmm.
To a positive, he turns darkness into light. He changes darkness into light. You know what Satan means for evil, God turns to good.
Yes, he can.
And I believe that once we leave, once the bride of Christ leaves, oh my goodness, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the love of Jesus is going to fall on so. Many hundreds and thousands, millions of people, because of our prayers.
Oh yeah,
and we're all in this together. The more we pray for them, the more Satan has to lose his grip on them, because there's power in our prayers. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the Word of God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
He's calling people from all walks of life, from all cultures, and from all religious upbringings. Jews and Muslims and Buddhists and atheists and Hindus and agnostics and everybody under the sun. He's calling everybody, because all he has to do is appear to them. And when he appears to them, it is his love that appears to them and draws them to himself.
Oh yeah.
And then he embraces them, and they can't help but fall in love with him.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for listening, receiving the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart.
Before Keith,
before Keith does the news, I just have one quick thing I want to say. There's one statement that I've heard that I think sums up things so well, where mm-hmm. the character of the God that we worship, and it's in contrast to all the other religions, and that is, all the other religions ask you to give your children to prove that you love God, and our God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, to prove that He loved us.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah.
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 That's right. Reddick made a very interesting comment. Excuse me. In chat, she said the Muslims believe that the Western countries are Christian. So when they see the immorality, they think that is what Christianity is.
Right.
Okay, let's do the news. Okay, Carol, we're going to do the news now. Yeah?
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, Carol left town. She skipped town, okay.
Carol?
It said, she left. Carol skipped town. TV outbreak at Sacramento High School, which I guess is, very rare. Supposed to be wiped. That disease is supposed to be wiped out. okay, the new caliphate or caliphate, however you want to say it, what it means for the world. They're just talking about just the fact that it's taking over and it's getting really crazy. I saw some videos last night. I just have a hard time watching videos of violence. I just am not a violent person. I can't even watch Jesus on the cross. I know those people can watch it for hours, but I honestly can't. It's too painful for me. I'm so sensitive in the spirit realm, I can't. Mm-mm. So when I watch the news threw on some violent thing, I had to cast those demons out, those demons of fear and all that crazy stuff to try to get into you. So be careful with what you watch in the news. You know, you watch the stuff, but don't get so involved in the violence. That's the demon of fear and all those things that can go right into your spirit from that. You know, it's no different than watching a violent movie. Same thing. But now they're recruiting children for ISIS. You know, in Israel, there's no such thing as a child putting a bomb on his body. And yet in Palestine and these other places, they're doing this. It's not of God, and it's just not acceptable. And they will, like I said, punishment's coming. And that's why God says in the Bible that all these Islamic nations will be wiped out of the map. They're going to be completely wiped out. Psalm 83 war says all the nations are like on the Euphrates River wiped out. Rockets rain on Israel as Hamas vows revenge. A total of 13 rockets have fallen on Israel from Gaza since early Wednesday. So, with 8 fired in the past 3 hours, Hamas terrorists have fired. So, remember the 3 kids that got, the boys that got kidnapped, that got killed. Even when Israel went to get their bodies, the Palestinians were throwing rocks and breaking ambulance windows, just real bad. But Hamas says they'll vow revenge, and so Israel's raining down the... Remember, Israel's got to be the one that's moving. When Israel does something, when Israel's on the move, the God says, keep your eyes and ears in Israel. When Israel's on the move, then our rapture is at the door, okay? Because Israel, if you look at the past in the 80s, everybody thought, when all the, new wave music was on, they thought life was great, and they thought the church at that time thought the rapture was going to occur. You know, they were playing Prince Purple Rain, and they thought, oh, the Lord's going to come down on a purple horse. You know, they're just getting all crazy, and it never happened. And why didn't it happen? Because Israel was never part of that. Even in the 70s, my parents thought the rapture was going to happen because the oil embargo, and I told them they were smoking one. I mean, I'm like, no, you're crazy. I knew as a kid, I said, you're crazy. Like, no, that's because Israel was not involved in those. But Israel is now on the move, going crazy after Hamas. So be watchful, because our rapture is
for
dozens of foreign diseases spread. Young immigrants checking into the hospital. I don't know where that's at. Prophecy Watch. Rome will be conquered next as the leader of Islamic State. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Better get those security guards working. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Obama says his gay college professor helped shape how he thinks.
Oh,
gosh.
Great.
It's on a tangent. ISIS has captured enough U.S. weapons that we left behind in Iraq to arm 200,000-man Islamic army. my gosh. You'd almost think that the president was doing this on purpose. A lot of things are very suspect. You'd leave all these weapons around for them, and all of a sudden ISIS comes along, and, whoa, there's a tank, there's this, there's that. They have 200,000 man armed now because of our weapons, high-tech weapons. It sounds real suspicious to me.
Yes.
Former NATO chief, ISIS jihadist, will target Western nations next. NATO's warning that. And that's it. There's not a lot. Let's check the earthquake, you know. See.
Yeah.
Going down with the earthquake thing here today. Let me check the map. Looks like we've got anything under 6 is usually not on my radar unless it hits Japan. But we'll see. We've got a 6.1 in the Baleny Islands, and that's about it. Yeah, so that's it. That's stuff's rolling, so keep your heads up and be ready.
Did you read, have you read somewhere that the earthquake activity has doubled since last year?
Yeah, that was yesterday's news article. Yeah,
I thought that was really interesting. The Lord really is shaking up the earth.
Don't we have full shifts coming?
And I think,
and there used to be like, remember,
sorry,
100 and remember there used to be 188-day cycle on the 7.0s, and now, shoot, you get them all the time, 7.8.0s. Remember this earlier in the year, they're happening every week or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's commonplace, and nobody's even reacting anymore.
Getting used to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, most people don't know. Most people are just, they're so screwed up. The average person that, you know, going to living in the world has just no clue, you know. They don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I text some of my secular friends about these earthquakes, and they're just like, oh, okay, Keith, whatever, I'm not really paying attention to that. I'm like, you better start paying attention. We got Yellowstone going off. We got 8.0. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That. Totally crazy.
You have to go online, Drudge Report or
well,
whatever.
Yahoo
does Barry,
report earthquakes.
Really? They really?
Report what's happening to Kim Kardashian 24 hours a day. But
there you go. Oh, yeah,
crazy. They, you know, I don't even know who these people are, but I know their names. Because you,
right.
It doesn't matter where you go, you hear their names. I'm like, how do I hear their names? Why do I care? Why do I care? And why do I have to hear their names? You know, they're not important to me. I don't know what they've done or not. Well, I guess they've done something to get recognition.
Oh yeah, they're famous.
But all I know is that their names are constantly on the news.
They're
they cater to the world, the flesh and the devil.
Hey, Carol. Before Keith puts his phone down, I would like to sort of do a prayer request here. I'm kind of hoping Thomas at least can listen. I've been kind of missing Jason from chat the last couple of days, and I think maybe he got a lot of really strong signs, I think, for the 28th of June. And I think he might be a little disappointed. So I would like to pray for him and just pray that God meets him. And I was hoping that everybody we have online could participate in that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, listen up, everybody. We're going to lift up, we're lifting up Jason 302, in prayer. So everybody in chat, get in a agreement, okay? So go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. Father, we
lift
just
him up and
we love and embrace this family you've created, our rapture-centric family, and we trust you as our pastor and also our God, and we like you to reach out to Jason and meet him where he is and help him to know that he's a valued member of this family and a valued member of your family, and help him to feel your presence and for his spirits to be brought up, and reach out to him and show him that you are still with him and that you are still talking to him, and that he can feel your refreshing love and your encouragement, and to know that he is
part of us and that you will not leave him behind. We value him very much, and we thank you, Lord, because we know you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we do stand in agreement with Jerry's prayer and lifting Jason
Amen.
Up. He is your son, and we thank you for all the wisdom and revelation and insight you've blessed Jason with. And do not let him get discouraged. Lift him up, Holy Spirit. Shower him with your presence. Hammer him like you hammered me last night. Hammer him
Amen.
With a golden hammer of Abba Father to the glory and praise of your name. And bring him back to us, Lord. We miss him. We want a fellowship with him. And, you know, thank you for, again, Lord, for receiving our supplications and our requests to bless Jason. In the name of the Father, in the name of your word, your son, Jesus, in the name of your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Can someone get in touch with Jason and just kind of let him know he's loved and that we're concerned about him and just find out what's what and encourage him personally? I don't
yeah.
know him. I can't get in chat, but I'm sure if a bunch of you maybe, just a suggestion to just touch base with him and just let him know he's loved and that we're all going through this. You know, and
yeah.
that God's in charge, and God's ways are not our ways, nor are his thoughts, and we just have to have utmost trust. There's a reason, like Judy said, once we get up in a flash, we will know exactly why, what was what, and we have to trust him. And as I say, I'm listening to all this, too, and I'm longing for him. I cry every day because I just want to be with him, and, you know, it's like, I trust you. I trust you. I know you're in charge. And it's one more day to reach another soul, you know, somewhere. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, Jesus, you come when you're going to come. I mean, I'm not going to get stressed over that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, I don't have to ask dates, nothing. I'm, as he said, keep occupying. And that's exactly what I'm doing, peacefully, trying to be his joy, trying to be his happiness to those around me, trying to be him to others as best I can. And, you know, and we just have to keep on keeping and know that God is in charge and he doesn't abandon us. And he loves us so much. But if we don't understand everything, you know, just hang in there, guys. Hang in there anyway. And we can encourage each other because this is a very special family. And, you know, we all love each other genuinely in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of this whole RCC is the love of God in us and to each other, like I've said before. And it's just like, hang in here, support one another. God's in charge and... my goodness, you know, it's not just RCC getting all this. It's thousands out there getting all this. And these are people who love God with their heart. And how is it they would not be hearing from him? So if, whether we understand it or not, just hang in here with Jesus, you know, and love him. Because he's suffering, too, looking at mankind. He's hurt. So, you know, let's just love him as much as we can and trust him. Whether we understand or not, you know, we trust him because he's God. You know, and we just trust. So, Jason, just trust
you know,
him, honey.
And the great thing about the great and wonderful thing about RTC that separates us, you know, from other, you know, prophecy forums, if you will, is that there's no condemnation among us.
No.
You know, if somebody gets a date. You can agree or disagree, but no one's going to come down on you.
No.
And, you know, we've had so many dates. I mean, poor Judy. You know, think about what Judy, you know, Judy and Rhody.
Rhody, I was just saying, Rhody too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, the boldness that, you know, that they were empowered with to present to the whole world the dates they believe the Lord gave them. And he gave them those dates.
Yeah. There's a reason why we don't understand. Yeah, but we, you know,
right.
He's in charge, and through all this that he's giving, not just RCC, but all the others out there, you know, he's acclimating the world that I am coming. I've been online earlier, and I can't tell you how many videos, I am coming, get ready, he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's everywhere. So what?
Right.
How is this everywhere if it isn't true? These are people who love God.
Right.
What, is
right,
God
right.
going to lie to you? No, he's not going to lie, but we don't understand everything. Maybe it's a test of our faith, you know. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I'm not letting it bother me. I'm too much in love with him to let it bother me, okay? I just trust him to the hilt like you guys do, too. You know, or just anybody out there who's on the fence, you know, really, he's in charge. Look at this world. I mean, is this a world you can raise your children in? I've read videos where it talks about how bad the world is. Like, there is nothing out there for a decent person, a person of God especially. There just isn't, and it's getting nuttier by the hour, by the minute. So and too many people are getting this. So we've got to hang on. We have to trust. We have to trust. Jesus knows what he's doing, and he knows that we're strong enough and we love him enough that we are going to hang in here for whatever the timing or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
are his. We
and
are
you know
his.
Why, you
and
know
he
why?
Knows that.
You know,
he knows that.
And
go
you
ahead.
Know why we hang on together? Because we're hanging on to him. We're not
yes.
hanging on to the date. We're hanging on to him.
Exactly.
So when we hang on to him, it makes the dates that come and go just nonchalant because we're focused on him, that he gives us a date, that we're seeing the time at hand, you know, is so, so near, very,
yes.
very soon. Hey, we rejoice.
Look at what
rejoice.
It says
and
in
when,
Scripture.
When somebody, when, exactly. You know, and think about...
He told us
right.
about the season that we're in. We're in the season. How could you not say we're not in the season? Duh,
right.
we're in the season. He's at the door.
We're in the season. Exactly.
Look at Scripture. His apostle said, well, tell us about the end time. When the gospel is preached around the world, when Israel the fig tree, 48, a generation of 70, because I read in the Psalm here, it's 70. So all these things are right here, guys. They're all right here. But just because we don't know the exact
right.
date, we know we're in the season. So it's like, and it says, keep your heads up high, encourage each other. I command you to encourage each other with these words of comfort. So what are we doing? That's exactly what we're doing. We don't have
I know
date.
The date. Any time between now and Feast of Trumpets is the latest. That's the date.
Yeah,
yeah I believe
yeah.
that too.
Amen.
No,
later.
If we don't
I
go
believe
on Feast
of Trumpets,
we're screwed. If we don't go
yeah.
out on Feast of Trumpets, we're totally screwed.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
But you know,
you
I love him
say
enough.
Whatever, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I love him enough
Trumpets,
that I will trust him even after that.
If we
know?
Don't go on a Feast of Trumpets, we're going to get on a cruise, and we're going to all go on a big one cruise together for a whole year to the next Feast of Trumpets.
But
I'm putting all my wagers that we're going any time between
okay.
now, any day now,
uh-huh.
to Feast of Trumpets the latest. We have to because of the fact that we're already in the season, like
yeah.
Chad said, and
we
the events
are
here.
Season.
And, you know, I expect the Middle East to get crazy out of control before
right.
the rapture. Last year it did not happen. We
yes.
thought it did, but it did
right.
not. This year, right before our eyes, things are getting out of control, more out of control, more out of control. And that looks like a ramping up for the rapture. And the Lord told me
yeah.
his troops are not going
yeah.
home, so they're preparing
yeah.
for Psalm 83 war. So that is a perfect scenario. If you had said, you know, when do you think the rapture occur? Well, I would expect things to get real crazy in the world. Well, just watch the news right now because
it is
getting
crazy.
Ukraine's getting
yeah.
crazy. Egypt's getting crazy. Jordan, they're blogging.
Yes.
Now we've got Israel getting crazy. Hello. So it's all
oh yeah.
it's all revving up.
Israel.
And every day it's going to get worse and worse, and we're going
to
go.
Israel's got to face
yeah.
this with the Gaza, and they have to face ISIS. I mean, with their
yep.
horrible threat
yep.
that they're going to take over. Okay.
Yep.
I want to know the significance. The last blood moon of this year is October
yes.
8th. Now, what is the significance?
Yes.
Do we have to wait for all those blood moons to pass? Or
that's
no.
the question.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's
we're
a billion-dollar question.
Season.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but
what
Pat,
is
I don't
the significance of that blood moon? What is the significance
so we don't have
of October
to wait
8th?
For those.
We don't have to wait for them. That's what we
no.
need to know.
Yeah, I agree. Pat, you and I, we have this thing. Pat and I can read each other's minds. We've been sometimes when we talk, we just don't even talk. We just read each other's minds. We have long-winded conversations, but we say nothing. And her house to my house, we just chat. So anyways, we're on the same page with that. And I'm saying that I think for sure that I keep telling the Lord that I don't think we will have to go through the red blood moons because of the fact that the red blood moons do indicate that Israel will be at war. It did not in the past when the red blood moon hit, they were at war. So it's no different now because Lord told me just because it passes, he told me, I said, Lord, the moon passed, red blood moon passed, so we're screwed down. He said, no, Q, just because it passed does not mean we're that the thing did not come true. He said it passed, and so it can still come true now. So Israel can still be at war, and that means we don't want to go through all the red blood moons because then we're saying that none of them meant anything. You
that's
see what
I'm
saying?
Thinking
like saying
too.
They didn't mean anything. Well,
but
we know they do mean something.
Those blood moons are very important. They mean something very
pointed. Oh, we also have a super moon. Yeah, we have a super moon next year. We've got if we go to next Feast of Trumpets in 2015, we would pass three red blood moons, both solar eclipses, and a super moon. Hello. That's
right. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
He said signs in the heavens, and that's all part of it, are these blood moons and eclipses and super moons and stuff, you know.
Well, Pat, and here's the whole question comes down to me. This is another thing Pat and I were doing our scanning of our minds back and forth. One thing, the whole thing to me is, like, when will Iran have the bomb? And it's not going to be next year. Israel said within 60 days. That's Israel talking.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 months.
Yeah, Israel said that,
yeah.
And so did the U.S.,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gary, you're the expert on this. What's your time on that?
You're right.
Didn't America give Iran a bunch of stuff that they could do the bomb? They could do the stuff? Didn't we give them stuff years ago?
We
heard they're shipping
in Chinese,
I heard they're shipping it, though, from Africa. There's a nation in Africa. They're shipping the uranium in to upgrade it real fast. Yeah. So, Jerry, what do you think? Jerry's an expert on nuclear stuff.
Jerry, tell us.
I knew somebody once who was a nuclear engineer. I don't know what the real timeline is because I don't think we have the information to know. But what Keith is saying is absolutely right. You know, it was more than 2 months ago. They said Iran could have a nuke in 2 months. So was this brinksmanship for negotiation? I don't know, but I do know that. For the last 5 years, this so-called red line that Netanyahu talked about has been moved back and back and back and back. So the odds are that it's very much longer. And there's also the possibility, there's a lot of people think that many years ago they acquired some of these suitcase nukes out of the depleted Soviet arsenal. So, so there's a lot of possibilities out there, but all I know is, one way or another, Israel has a figurative gun to its head, U.S. domestic and foreign policy, which has been nothing less than planned failure, systematic failure on both fronts, has not put them in a very good position. So.
Right.
You know, they have plenty of plans, and they have the capability. And in certain respects, they are more capable than our forces of doing specific tasks, which they've trained very hard for.
Oh, yeah.
And I fully expect that one day they will be forced to take action on their own.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing that people don't account for very well is that some of the other Arabic forces in their area, like Saudi Arabia, they're just as afraid of Iran as the Israelis are. So,
they're afraid of Iran?
Yeah, they want to take them out, pal.
Big time.
The Saudis want to take them out, pick to hate Iran.
And,
I thought Saudi Arabia is pretty powerful.
Well, very powerful. They have nuclear bombs, too. Mm-hmm.
So why are they afraid of Iran?
Because their Muslim population, because their government is basically part of the one world order, and the Saudi government is pretty much establishment one world order oriented, and even though they funded a bunch of religious schools in the U.S., that's part of the Illuminati plan. That's not part of the Iranians are Shiite, right?
I think it's not part of the Iranian plan. And the Iranians look down, as do many of the people in the common population in Saudi Arabia, because they are not as genuinely Muslim as they are supposed to be.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But they also said, Iran, Pat, said their goal is, one, wipe out Israel. Number two, go fire and blow up all those oil on that canal there that goes by, you know, in the Middle East, that, you know, the big one. They want to go and they want to wipe out all the oil, those big containers that hold all the oil right on the Saudi Arabian property. They want to go and wipe those
out.
Oh,
yeah. Man, that's bad.
You know that canal. What is that name of that canal? Is it the Suez or the...
Suez?
The main canal there that Iran always trying to block.
Right.
That one. That's what they did.
Mess.
Iran says over and over they're going to go there and they're going to blow up all those oil things right there on the side. Yeah, so that's why Saudi Arabia says no, no. But you also have to remember, the question to me, though, is Israel does not have to wait till the day or hour that Iran has the bomb. It wouldn't be smart. It wouldn't be intelligent. They can go it now. Why are they waiting? They don't have to wait. There's no wait that Iran will have the bomb in 30 days or 40 days, so Israel has to wait till 40 days.
And we're not helping them.
They're freaked out. So they could just say, you know what, enough is enough. They're a little too close to have that bomb. Load the jets. Off we go. And Prophet Owar, you know, powerful man of God. So he's going to be everybody's boss in the 144 case. You better be nice when you talk about him. Anyway, so Prophet Owar said that when they load those jets to go, Israel loads the jets to go take out Iran, he said Christians will not be sitting at lunch talking about it because they've already been raptured before they load those jets.
Oh, man, wow.
The Lord told them that very clearly.
Yeah, I believe
that. Okay. Yay.
In fact, I think that's what's going to trigger it, because they're going to know that the only other population on earth that supports them has just been taken away.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a keen thought, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Creepers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So maybe you and I should get on a plane and go over there and help them start that attack to get the rest of them moving.
They can't miss me. I'm big as a
I'm
barn.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my bad. Maybe I'll just give everybody some pizza. I'll give everybody some pizza and make everybody happy, and then they'll talk
to you. RCC can watch us on TV. They'll be like, there's Keith and Pat. I think they're trying to start that war.
Yeah.
You've got to help
them. They'll shoot us down before we even land. No.
But see, with Hamas going crazy right now, you know, this is one more thing where Israel's going to be, they're on alert, they're on high alert. And one of my friends, Brian OT4Jesus from YouTube, he had a big channel. He's got a Jewish friend at work who's not Christian, but we're working on him. But his brother was called up to the IDF yesterday and told him to be on watch and do not leave the country and be ready to fight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's called up.
Oh, wow.
So they're on high alert.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
Within the next
2 weeks,
man. Hey,
we've got some more callers in. 914 and 614. So chime in, you guys. I didn't know how long you were
614.
Holding.
Where are you?
614. Hello. Come in, 614. Oh. 614 must be on mute. How about 914?
I think it's Joe.
914.
It's just Joe, Carol. Hello.
Hey. Okay.
Okay, well, we love you, 914. We love you,
614.
Yeah. 914 loves you.
We know that you're big, maybe. Hey, everybody, we've had great pleasure and joy of having Reddick, who's now live with us. And I know she's over there in England.
Yes.
She's
in the chat room?
If it's late.
She's in chat.
But, hey.
Oh, she's in the chat right now?
Yeah, she's in chat. Yeah.
Hey, Reddick.
We love you, Reddick.
Love you.
Yeah.
Let us know how you doing, honey.
Yeah.
Tell us how you are, Reddick.
Yeah,
please.
Send us a message. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carol can read the chat
room.
She's
all confused.
Carol will read it.
Yeah.
Don't be confused,
Red X.
No confusion. We love you and we want you
well,
to be back.
She's confused.
Your family.
She's Red X, but she couldn't sign in as Red X.
She said she's
Lion.
So she signed in as Lion X. So
Lionex. We love you, Lionex.
Even better.
We got a new name. And she
Lionex.
Says she's
well,
fine.
What? She's the daughter of the king. Of
Amen.
King.
Amen.
She's the daughter of the great.
We love Red X. We love Lionex more.
Great,
we love you,
great
Lionex.
King
Lionex
in
is great.
And he's
great,
a king
great title.
And priest, just like
yep.
the rest of us. So there's no confusion.
Yeah.
No, your new name doesn't suck. I like it.
Cal. Your new name is great. The
yeah,
Lion of Judah.
I like it.
You're the daughter of the Lion
yeah.
of Judah. Come on, girl. That's good.
Right.
Carol, you're too
yeah.
much.
And if you and Rosemary's saying, okay, you know what? If you want to not be confused at all, just go by. We'll just call you Christine. And there, you won't have an identity crisis. If we all just call her, Christine.
That's fine. Christine.
And Rhea says there's a lion inside of Reddick. So yeah, there you go.
Oh well, that's great.
Their best friend, Lionex and Reddick, are best friends, and now Christine's a friend too.
Yeah.
Glad to have you aboard.
So, I know.
All
it's
three of
been
you.
So long.
It's great.
It's
they
really
all come back.
It,
they'll all come back.
Long.
They'll all come back.
Yeah, you just.
She missed the train. She got back on the train.
Get back on.
You have you back on the
yep,
rapid
open
train.
Arms. Get back on.
Open arms, honey.
Yep.
Come on in. Have dinner with us. We're sitting down in
yep.
the middle car.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dance in the aisle.
In fact, I think this is a good time. Here we go. How about if we dedicate this song to Christine?
Amen. Hey. 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 Hey.
Hey. Because we are family.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
We are indeed.
See, we are family, and it's so true. Everybody feels it, right? We just feel. It's not that we feel like family. We are a family.
Yes.
You know, and if somebody if somebody goes, we miss them. We, you know what?
Yep.
We need to get a hold of
Flo.
Oh, yeah. I Lord, I repent for not getting a not getting in touch with Blah. I've been wanting to, but I've just been putting it off. But Blah, if you are
Carol,
one of our guests, if you are one of our guests, because we have two guests in in chat, I just want to say we love you, Blah.
Call in, Blah. We need to love you.
Call in, yeah. And I also
Carol
want to let everybody...
She's sorry she didn't contact you, so call in.
yes, Blah, we love you. I love you. I miss you. I miss you sharing your dreams.
I know.
You know,
we should whisper.
Everybody in chat is... good. Look at that. Christine, the Red X, the Red Lion.
Lioness.
She sent him a message today telling him she was coming in today. Wow. Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
And she's gonna write him back and tell him it sucks here. Yeah, okay. We're gonna stick the lion from the tribe of Judah on you, Red X.
No, you tell Red X, you tell him to call in. We wanna hear from him.
Yeah,
Blah,
come on.
Yeah, we do.
Come on.
We do, you know.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody on the phone to know who's not in chat that Roman is being extra adorable tonight.
Roman, love you.
We love you. Roman's a love nugget.
We love you, sweetie.
What's he saying, Carol? What's he doing?
Well, he's just behaving himself.
Yeah. That's right.
The joke with Roman is he's always repeating himself, and so the Block Talk administrations are always kicking him out. You know, they mute him because he breaks the rules in chat. So he has to sit there and wait until
that's
the
why he
Block
goes on
Talk
Facebook.
Radio.
Then he goes on Facebook with us because he was. I'm thinking, why are you on Facebook? Well, because they kicked him out of the chat room.
Oh,
and
oh,
it's
man.
Not us. You know, it's
that's
not
sad.
The host doesn't kick people out if they repeat themselves, right?
Yes.
You know, it's an automatic.
Plus, he didn't repent for
an automatic
those
thing.
Either. Yes, and he didn't repent, so that's why they had to kick him out.
We love you, Roman. Hang in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, now
he
I don't know what
muted.
Roman did, but he just got muted by the administration for breaking the rules. And we don't know how that happened, because to me he hasn't been breaking any rules.
Not Roman.
They must have heard me talk about how great Roman is behaving, and they said, "Oh, I don't know, I don't think so. We're just gonna mute him." I don't know. You know, but he's so lovable.
I think they're still used to muting him. They're used to muting him so often that it's more of an automatic thing that they, you know, he's always being bad.
Maybe so,
God, Roman.
I think you're onto something. I think you're on to something, because he wasn't, he's been behaving quite nicely tonight, and for no reason at all, for no reason at all, he got muted. So anybody else
Roman.
Have anything to share?
I was just going to read some psalms, but
go right ahead.
While I was outside, I came across Psalm 94, and I just ask the Holy Spirit just to inspire you as I read it, because I just found it to be good. Okay, Psalm 94. O Lord, the God who avenges, O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long will the wicked, O Lord, how long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, O Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the alien. They murder the fatherless. They say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob pays no heed. Take heed, you senseless ones among the people, you fools. When will you become wise? Does he who implanted the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches man lack knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, that man you teach from your law. You grant him relief from days of trouble till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, one that brings on misery by its decrees? They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. So it's kind of like a warning to anybody on the fence. Yeah.
That was Psalm 94?
Yes. Yes, and this is Psalm 100.
Very powerful.
Yeah. Psalm 97, there's just 8 to 12. Let me read that. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is shed upon the righteous, and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name.
Yeah. Wow, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'll read another time, yeah. Another time, yeah.
Okay. We've got another caller. Area code 970. Welcome. You want to say something?
Yeah, sure do. Good evening. This is Brother Dave from Colorado.
Brother Dave.
Hey, Brother Dave.
It's good to talk with you all. I enjoy your program, and I try to catch it every day if I can.
Great.
But it's just, it's been very encouraging to listen to people that it's kind of hard to find a program that is honestly rapture-centered. And
that would be a blessing.
Yep, I know it, and I appreciate you all too. Listen, just a thought, not to be in debate or anything. It's just something to consider, perhaps. But I was reading here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, and it said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. If that is a scripture referring to the catching away of the bride, and I believe it is, the church at that time, when Paul wrote this to the church in Corinth, they would not have known about the trumpet judgments, because that was written later when John was on the island of Patmos. He was given that revelation at that time. And so they would not have understood that at all, if you follow me. This is probably 20 to 30 years earlier, very possibly, when he wrote this. About the last trump. So for them to understand it, they probably would not have referred in their mind to the revelation that John was given, because that was 20 years later. In other words, they wouldn't have known what Paul was even talking about, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing is, and I'm not being adamant about what I'm going to say, but it's just a thought. I heard the brother talking about
sure.
piece of trumpets, and could be, but, you know, in whatever trumpet it was in the last trumpet, or a trumpet in the Feast of Trumpets, but if that day comes and goes, and I believe we're living in the end of the end of the end, and I'm looking for his coming every day also.
Oh, yes.
But if that day should come and go, I believe it's Jesus Christ's intent that we have a mindset and an understanding of Scripture personally for me, that we the next day comes and we're looking for him as much as ever, if that day should come and go, if you follow me, because that's just the spirit, you know, of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're supposed to be. And so I don't know if I'm, I hope I'm making sense for you all.
Oh, yeah, yes, but, you are.
I just wanted to throw that out, and we might hear, their point was this, that last trump in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, this, I'm not being adamant, but just consider this, this may be kind of a mystery. It might be something that the church hears. We may hear trumpet blasts near the end of the end, right before we're taken, okay? Because it's the last trump, and it's the last, that last trump. We indeed may be taken. It may be the Feast of Trumpets. It may not be the Feast of Trumpets. But at that last trumpet, it might be something that we hear. It could be in any month, and in any day of any month.
Sure.
And so just something to consider there, because I know that the Lord wants us to be looking for him daily and expecting his coming. And I don't know that I would want to come across a date and... you know, a lot of us have gone through that. Dates have come and gone and so on. And a lot of us have been troubled or disheartened, you know, at times through our history. And I don't think the Lord wants us doing that. I think he wants us to look at the signs for, you know, what they are, and they're here, and
he's
looking at them and absolutely expect him anytime,
any
day, and have that blessed hope in us. And
lift
up our heads. So,
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. And
you're right with us.
Take it on. And again, I appreciate your show, and I look forward to it every day.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
How long have you been listening? How long have you been listening to us, Dave, before you go?
Oh, it was, I'm just going to take a guess and say maybe in the vicinity of, maybe about a month. I was listening to the morning program. Of course, that was, for whatever reason, canceled. And so I just was listening to the evening program. And I've actually pushed aside some other programs to capture, you know, rapture-centric, because...
Keep joining us.
I do. The other ones are talking a lot about, you know, the problems in the world, and which are all over the place and all over the map. Very real. But, you know... Jesus said,
season.
When you see these things, you know, look up and lift up your heads, and that's the way I want to go out. So I just
chose
to listen to the rapture-centric.
We're in the season.
Amen. And, you know, the way I see it, you know, I'm just sharing my quick little testimony, which you probably already heard a gazillion times. And that is, you know, I became super rapture-centric in 2005. And you know, then I started, you know, studying and hearing about the Feast of the Lord, and I learned that you know, according to some end time scholars, that the last three feasts, which are Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Feast of Tabernacles, are the only feasts that have not been fulfilled. And so Rosh Hashanah is also known as the Feast of Trumpets, and, you know, based on all the calculations and, you know, prophecies, blah, 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 that was, you know, Feast of Trumpets correlated with both 1 Corinthians and also 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, okay? And, of course, every year Rosh Hashanah came and went, and so did Yom Kippur, and so did Feast of Tabernacles, and so the cycle starts all over again. And, you know, and the way I look at it is, you know what? When we hear the trumpet of God calling us up, that's going to be the Feast of Trumpets. For us, it'll be the Feast of Trumpets. We're going to feast
amen.
Out of here.
It's going to be a feast. Amen.
And, you know, that's our feast. So I don't care about the calendar days of the feast. When we hear the shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, that's our feast, and that's
amen.
Our feast. Our
everlasting
feast.
Know? Just a note that I just thought you might want to know, because I know you talk about a lot of quick testimonies, and this won't take long, but in about the last 16 months, you know, I've lost 4 people. 2 of them were relatives, and 2 were my best friends. But anyway, it's okay. God's got it all in his hand, and it's all good.
Yes.
But I was in the shower one day, and I was kind of, you know, feeling down about it all. It does happen, you know, but I was feeling down, and I don't say this. I hardly ever have this experience. It's very rare. So it's not like I go around saying I heard this and I heard the Lord say that. But I must say, and it wasn't because it was a moment of feeling down. I heard the Lord speak to me, and he said clearly, and it was confirmed several times in the next 24 hours from other people, by the way, but he said clearly to me, he said, the day of the Lord draws near. And he said, you will be leaving soon. So I thought
wow.
I'd share that with you.
What if you were doing that?
And be put on notice, and you already are, I know, but the day of the Lord is drawing very, very near.
And when was
and that? In fact, the day of the Lord is drawing very,
when
very near.
When did he tell
near.
You this? What date?
Oh, gosh. You see, my friend, she passed away on the 20th. I would say this was in December of January. I didn't write it down on the actual date.
A 14?
But the Lord has confirmed this, you know, over and over and over with me, this thing about the day of the Lord. I'm not even asking
wow.
for, I wasn't even asking
right.
for any of this. And it's
that's very good
heavy.
To know. Thank
yeah,
you.
And we're not going to be here for that. I don't believe it. And it's not a feel good
oh, wow.
thing. I'm not trying to fiddle with the scriptures for,
no.
you know, from rapture feel good. It's just, in my opinion, clearly the church of God, the God-fearing
yeah.
bride of Christ, the God-fearing bride
yeah.
of Christ will be removed prior to that.
Yeah.
And
you're not alone,
so
Dave. You're not alone.
No.
You're not
I'm
alone.
I know that. That's why I like
yeah.
coming
isn't
to
that great?
Folks.
Isn't that, that's happy
yeah.
happy.
That is, that's why this you know this group of people, this fellowship, you know, is
amen.
Awesome, because the Lord speaks to each and every one of us differently and sometimes the same
mm-hmm.
and you know we have a running joke among ourselves that because we are so faithful to hearing the Lord speak to us, if we see a date and it comes and goes, we're getting a jackass crown.
There's a competition.
And, and you know what? You know what's so awesome about it? That it's almost even scriptural, because when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, you know, on, you know, Palm, you know, the Day of Palms, right? He was sitting on a jackass. He entered Jerusalem sitting on a donkey.
Yeah.
You know, and when Balaam was adamant about fighting whatever group of people he wanted to fight, and the Lord said no. You know, he went on a donkey, on a jackass, and the angel of the Lord stood in front of the jackass, and he wouldn't budge. He would not budge, and he kept beating that jackass. And finally, the Lord opened the jackass mouth and said, "Hey, why are you beating me? I'm your servant. Why are you beating me like this?" And he didn't even blink an eye. He just said, "Well, because you're not moving." And he said, "I'm not moving because the angel of the Lord is standing right there, won't let me move." You know, and it was just so nonchalant. It was just so nonchalant. And so, you know, when we're becoming, what the Lord has done, and I experienced this last night, okay, because I'm not one who gets dates and who will declare this, you know, I believe he's coming on this day, and I heard the Lord tell me on this day, or anything. I know he's coming very, very soon, okay. But last night, I don't know what happened, but he hammered me really good, and I started speaking like I'd never spoken before, and I felt very strongly that July, this month, is the month we are leaving. And I'm saying it now like how I felt very strong. Listen to me, I'm saying it. You guys who heard me last night, I wasn't saying, oh, I feel that it's this month. You heard how I was talking. It was not me talking. It was the Holy Spirit talking. And he said this month. He said this month, and then I even narrowed it to this weekend.
Yeah. Carol was being a prophet. We all went silent. We were in shock.
I heard you mentioning, you know, that's true. I mean, I heard you mentioning Hamas mentioning, you know, Gates of Hell. Well, that was you, wasn't it? Gates of Hell be open.
Right.
27th, you know, on that satellite phone thing or whatever it was, you know, Gates of Hell will be open. And, you know, it's very interesting, and I'll be watching that. I will. But I'll tell you what, if the 27th, and if tell you what, if August 1st comes, you know, and if we're still here, I'm looking at what is. I listen to people's prophetic words. I think I should. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, I put a lot of emphasis on just what Jesus and what Paul, especially, and maybe some of Daniel and so on, what they said to look for, the things that are truly in progress now. And there's so much on the plate right there that we don't even know what to do with it all. You know, it's the prophetic,
uh-huh.
The prophetic you know, happenings globally.
Right. And Keith made a very interesting point early on, okay? Everything is pointing to Israel. You know, the blood moon we had the first blood moon, that was a warning in April. April, it was, everything was sort of quiet. We all expected something big maybe to happen in April, maybe even May. Nothing happened, okay? But that, the first blood moon, and history has proven over the, there's been, I think, three other tetrads over, you know, 1492, 1948, and then 1967. This is the fourth one. And each time that there were poster of four blood moons that fell on Passover, on Tabernacles, is it, or is it Trumpets? I think it's Tabernacles. And then Passover and Feast of Tabernacles. Every time this happened, something happened to Israel. They were persecuted in a huge way.
Yeah, they're kicked out of Spain, you know, I guess in 1492 or 93, you know, 500 years later, roughly, you know, there was, you know, through 1948, 49, and then right around 67, of course, was the war, you know.
Right.
And here we are again. It just happens to be in this series of blood red moons that we're in now. And here they are, and the situation where they're being extremely threatened to be wiped off the face of the map by an ancient enemy, you know, once again. It's very, very true. So there's plenty to watch and plenty to hope for. And I just thank God that we have in this miserable, dark world, thank God that we have this blessed hope of our Lord coming to take us off this earth.
Amen.
I feel, you know, I listen to some of these other people, and you know their names. Some of you know them very well. They have programs.
Uh-huh.
They've been around for a long time, and I love them. They're brothers or sisters, but I'll tell you what. I was sharing this with my wife today, and I said, you know, I listened to this brother for an hour last night, and he was very depressed over what's happening to our country and to the nation. And he spoke the truth about many things that are happening. But when the program was over, I had my hope. But I mean, if only the natural, I would be devastated if I was only the natural man.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, I listened to you guys, right afterwards. I listened to you guys.
Not my dog.
No, that's Lola, mine.
You focus. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Sorry, somebody
okay.
rang my doorbell. Go ahead.
But anyway, you folks were talking about some of the very same geopolitical situations, and yet you had a really good laugh, a good hearty laugh, you know, sometimes in between articles or whatever, and not to be desensitizing, you know, the article in any way.
Right.
But anyway, you just knew how to handle it. And, you know, the difference was you folks have that blessed hope of Jesus catching the bride away.
Yes.
And it makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And I was able to go to bed with peace after listening to you.
Wow.
Anyway,
good.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time tonight, but
I just
want
to
hear some things. And,
no, keep talking. We're being blessed by you.
Yeah.
We're really
so
being blessed by you.
Hey, you have to call in more, Dave. Yeah.
Sure. I thought about it, but I thought, you know, people, there's so many, you don't know. Sometimes you don't know what to believe what people are telling you and so on.
No.
But I've had a lot of interesting rapture dreams
I've had in my life.
Well, you'll have to share when we have more time, definitely.
Yeah, well, I won't do it tonight. I won't take your time. But you've been gracious, and I thank you for
Thank you for joining us.
And by the way, it's the gentleman, was it Keith? Hill? Yeah.
No.
Just, I don't know if he's on tonight, but I went through an illness for quite some time in my intestinal tract, and it just struck me when I heard about him. So I've been in prayer for him. I just wanted to know that I know
thank
people
you so
are
much.
Praying.
Thank you so much.
And I'll continue, and I expect good things.
Oh, I appreciate
the Lord delivered
that
me, and I believe he'll deliver you.
Keep calling in, Dave.
Calling in.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Okay,
God
you
bless
too.
You. We love you. Call in anytime. Love you, Dave. Thank you.
Anytime, dear. Call in.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
no, that's great.
Wow, Lord, we just lift up our precious brother Dave to you. We thank you so very much for bringing him to us and for blessing us with his awesome testimony. What an honor, what a blessing it is to have heard him say how much we have encouraged him. Thank you, Lord, and bless him, supply all of his needs while we're still here. And the spirit and the bride say, come, because we've got less than 60 seconds now.
Yeah.
So thank you all for a great show. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for blessing us with your blessing.
Love everybody.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, everybody. Love you all.
We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Red X, for coming back to us. Christine, coming back
to us. Yeah, thank you, Red X.
Thank
you so very
much.
Hang in here with us. Everybody, love you all.
Praise
come, Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
The third and the
come
bride.
Fetch the bride. Come fetch the bride. She's awaiting.
Hey, Red X is back.
Hey, hi, Red X.
Yeah, she changed her name from Lion X back to Red X. So, it's
okay
to have everybody here. Okay. We've got 10 seconds, folks. The spirit and the bride say, come.
Come.
Bless you, Lord Jesus.
Come.
Thank
come,
you,
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hello,
we trust
Jesus
you.
Today.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blessed hope. Thank you for our
Amen.
New friend, Dave, too.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you all so very much. You know, so, hey, we're going to see each other in the air really, really soon. I wanted to close with that song again, soon, very, very soon, because, wow, what a timely song that is.
I think you get hammered every time you listen to it.
I think so, too.
Yes,
and you know what?
Yes.
Jerry just put that song on.
That's great. It's a good song.
But look what our brother Dave said, what the Lord told him.
Yeah.
I'm coming very, very soon.
Dear Lord.
Wow. It just goes.
What if you were getting
He's
this
coming.
Song? He's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Yeah,
are you ready?
He's coming. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Wow.
Amen.
Well, you know, we're going to see everybody in chat who can
Get
be
there.
There. And, and thanks everybody, for sharing your testimonies and your thoughts. And
thank you, Dave.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come be
come.
With us. Come take us.
Amen.
Amen.
And Tom, thanks so much for for everything you said, for reading that.
Oh, I'm here for everybody. Whatever I can do, my loves, I'm here for you guys, you know.
Yeah.
You know, anything
great
I can do, I'm here. I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we'll
yeah
either see each other up in the air or talk tomorrow.
Back in,
in the air.
Or in
the air,
show,
that sounds good.
In
that's
the air. We are voting. We're all voting for in the air.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and hang up now. And Jerry,
yes,
I'll see you in chat, I hope.
I'll be there eventually.
The Lord bless
not,
you abundantly, Pat.
Okay, honey.
And supply all of your needs right now while we're still
you too,
here.
Girl.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jerry,
amen.
Great. We ask
you
God
too
to heal you completely, that you find the balance.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get all well.
See you guys.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.